Welcome back to the Sideline View. Michael Maney with you right through until 6 for Dixon's Pharmacy. Shop in-store or online at dixonspharmacy.com.au. Our scoreboard brought to you by Mighty Helpful Mitre 10. And you can become a Mighty Rewards member at your local Mitre 10. Let's talk NWBU basketball now. Look, they've been close to a win on several occasions this season, but they just haven't been able to get there. The Ulverston Red Hoppers women's team are winless in 2021, and they just missed out the other Tuesday night, falling to Latrobe by 12 points. Joining them now is their coach, Cam Brown. Cam, welcome to you, Cam.
Hey, nice to be here.
Fantastic, mate. Look, I guess if you can't salute after 17 games, must be a little bit frustrating for you. But what have you seen? What have you taken out of the season so far?
I guess for us, in particular, we've been rolling a lot of locals on the court, which is a really good thing for us. Playing two 13 or 14 year olds at different times. In Ellen Porsche, it's been great to get some experience, but just rotating our local crew around, given how we've gone with injuries to our import players, has sort of kept us going. And good that always got people turning up to training and always being keen to be there and always having a crack every night, so we can ask for, really.
You've almost played three separate teams out there this year with the total of players that you've been able to go through. And I guess that's what you've got to do, because you need to know where some of them are forced when you need to play them, but you need to know whether you've got whether they've got a little bit of something they can offer for next season, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. For the pre-season, we kind of had almost all of our Hobart players get injured, minus some of the younger ones, so just being able to go down on the local level and even get some players who haven't played the sport in a few different years to come on in and have a go. And my thing about it's always been being someone who's sort of at different points in time, at different levels, sat near the bench, just to give people the opportunity to show what they've got. And I feel like at least this year, if we haven't got a win, we've been able to say, as you said, they'll give 17 different players a crack on the court and feel like they've had a good opportunity to show what they've got.
Speaking to Cam Brown, the coach of the Ulverston Red Hoppers women's team, have you set some goals for the end of the season? I guess that's something that most coaches just say, what can we get out of the rest of the season if we haven't had the season we really want?
I guess for us, we looked ahead at the schedule a little bit, and we've got Devonport, Burnie and Penguin, and all those teams, I should say. Two of them, I think, have Opals players playing for them, one that has a lot of Hobart Chargers playing for them, and we finished off the year on Somerset, who are a bit like us, sort of playing mainly local girls. Well, I've kind of put that out there as our grand final to sort of aim towards and try and get our identity of play. So what are we going to be as a team leading into next year when we're trying to convince, say, some other players to come over and bolster our numbers up? What can we say we're going to offer them? So figuring out who we are as a team, which I think we've gotten better at as the year's gone on.
It's the art of coaching, Cam, isn't it? Just to be able to look at something and say, what can we work toward? What can we achieve? What about next season? What do you need for next year? Is it just a matter of being patient at the club and waiting for these young girls? Because sometimes it's amazing how they can grow in stature, and also they can just pop out as really good players the next year. What do you need?
For us personally, we've had Bronte Smith come in from Lightning, who's a young girl. We've got Eliza Vanderkamp from Hobart, who's a young girl, who's given us a lot as the season's gone on. And trying to mix in that young player with some older players. So thinking ahead, obviously imports are really difficult because COVID at the moment's kind of running haywire with different things. But yeah, I think we just need a really good big and a really good point guard. And I think actually the rest of the players we've got around the squad are really good and really adapted to that.
And I guess your patience has been tested this year. Any coach that hasn't been able to get over the line throughout the season has got to have a little bit of frustration. But does that deter you from coaching on next season in one way, shape or another? I guess you think about what you're going to do next year. Has there been any discussion on what you'll do next year?
Yeah, I guess when it comes to that type of thing in terms of losses, I'm coming from an Albion men's team and sort of playing at the same time. And we were 0-9 last year, and all of a sudden we're top of the table this year, which is just a few players over in.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm thinking, look, if we can do that in the men's, there's no reason why we can't do that in the women's if you add one or two that gel really well. Hopefully I'll be there next year. I could say my wife is pregnant. We've got one girl. We've got another one on the way. So for me, it's about tossing up the amount of time I go between Thunder and playing and coaching. But I'd like to think I'd be, once the baby's moved in, once we move into the new house we got, that I'll be good to go and keen to keep on going if we get the chance to.
And Thunder tonight, it's in Launceston against the Eltham Wildcats, I guess, another challenge?
Yeah, another big one for our team too. But Irving from Nick said earlier, I think on the same channel, it may have been another radio station as well.
Just you spoke to Martin, I think, earlier, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Having a local crew that's really keen to get out there and have a go. And from playing on the weekend, we just all share the ball around so much. If no one minds their scores, it's perfect.
Oh, that's good. And that's looked terrific. And, I mean, Nick Haywood, you can't fault what's happened so far. Long may it continue, Cam, and let's hope before that that targeted match against Somerset that that the Ulverston Redhoppers girls, they can sort of get a win on the board and then just with some momentum get into to season 2022 with a huge positive. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you very much.